Yo, what up, guys? It's me, Zach Lee. Welcome back to The Dish. We have a special episode today because, for once, I don't think we're going to be talking bad about the Cavs. Might be the first episode we've ever not done that, so stay tuned for that. But real quick, got a couple of co-hosts here. You guys want to introduce yourselves? Beasles?
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of The Dish. Our last episode was about the trade deadline and the Cavs moves, and we're basically reflecting after the games that commenced after that.
And Dom, say what's good.
Yo, what is up? It's your boy Dom Church 97, aka Dom's Ball, aka your mom's favorite midnight snack. Don't forget to add me on Snapchat and sub to my YouTube. Free plugs for everybody. Hey, and yeah, Cavs to the finals. It's easy. Running the stars.
Hey man, what's been going on? I haven't been on Snapchat in a minute, but all I've seen is people complaining about how bad it is now. Like, what's going on with it?
It's not that bad. They're overreacting because they don't like change.
Like, I haven't seen the new update. What's different about it?
So basically, in my opinion, all it is really is, okay, so you know how you had the whole screen for whenever you're like whoever you're talking to or whatever, like if you're texting them through Snapchat or whatever the fucking case may be?
Yeah.
Okay, so now whenever someone posts and they're on your friends list, like y'all, you have them added, it'll be at the top of your list whenever you go in there. So, like, it'll say such and such posted a minute ago, and it'll just keep refreshing by itself instead of you going over to, like, everyone's stories and refreshing it and then doing it like
that. Oh, so it's, like, all in the same place now?
Yeah,
basically. Basically, yeah.
This doesn't seem so bad.
Exactly. People are just overreacting.
I mean, the layout before was better, but it's not that big of a deal.
Like. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing to stop using Snapchat over or bitch about. Like, it's... Yeah. It's not worth complaining about. At first you would think it's that bad, and then you're like, oh, that's it? Okay, well, whatever. Like, yeah. Once you get used to it, it's kind of...
So it kind of sounds like it's like what Instagram is with the stories at the top now.
Pretty much. It's like they combined the DMs and the stories in like one time.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Which a lot of people don't like.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I want separate screens for this. I do not want it all at once. That is too much. I just want something to complain about.
Yeah, they'll get over it.
Yeah.
But
still at me, though.
Plug it one more time. Plug it one more time.
That is Dom Church. I think it's Dom Church 1 or Dom Church on Snapchat. And same thing on Twitter and Instagram. Hoop Talk City. Come support us. We do hoops all day.
That's a fact.
It's a fact. So, at Dom Church 1 on Snapchat and Twitter. But let's talk about these Cleveland Cavaliers. They're now 2-0 since the trades went down, and they look like a completely different team. They beat the Boston Celtics by 20-something, and then they just beat the Thunder by like 10 or something like that. They looked a lot better. Well, Tristan Thompson hasn't, but everyone else has. What do you guys think about that? We'll start with the Boston game. What do you guys take away from that game?
I mean, the bench, the Cavs bench. I think the biggest takeaway I had was the effort. Like, it definitely looked like they were trying. They looked rejuvenated because of that trade. But that's my biggest takeaway from that game.
Yeah, the bench, Jordan Clarkson, Rodney Hood, who else? I feel like there's someone else. Jeff Green,
Larry,
of course.
Larry Nance.
Jeff Green. Yeah. Larry Nance was huge in the Thunder game. He didn't do as much in the game against Boston, but after the Thunder game, it started to look like maybe he should just start at center over Tristan Thompson because they were playing him at center for a long time. He's not much smaller as a player than Tristan Thompson. Thompson, you know, he's still trash. He's the
ass.
One they really wanted to move.
I got you. He's ass, basically. He's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really wanted to trade him at the deadline, but no one was taking him, so they stuck.
That damn contract. Thanks, LeBron. Yeah.
Well, like $18 million a year, something like that. That's ridiculous.
Too much.
For 6 points and 6 rebounds per game, $18 million. At least JR, ever since the trade, he's been balling for like the past 3 games.
Yeah, he's been balling.
Shout out to you. You've been knocking down those threes. But Tristan Thompson, I don't understand how it's so hard to at least just get rebounds. But anyways, we're not supposed to be talking. We're not supposed to be talking bad about the castle. Always find something bad to talk about. But Don, what did you think about the Boston game?
I mean, they just like they have that sense of urgency back. You know, they got some young blood in there. They look like they're having something. I've noticed they're having a lot more fun, and I've always said that LeBron's best when he can just go out and enjoy himself, have fun, you know, mess around, bottle flip, and do dumb shit before every game, like take fake pictures and stuff. When LeBron's having fun, the games are fun. You know, the team's having fun. He was too serious. You know, the team was old. Everyone had egos. And goddamn Boston blood running through there. They just think they're the shit when they're really not. Just, you know, it's typical. It's typical. So, I'm not... I'm glad this team is looking nice. I'm glad it's working because the biggest question I had was, this team looks nice on paper. Can they mesh? And they can mesh. They all agree that they're Robin and LeBron's Batman. That's what it looks like.
Yo, we have to give a shout out to the Cavs front office because I thought they had one of the worst front offices in the NBA. But now after seeing this, they completely changed my mind. Like, the trades they pulled off were just amazing. Able to get rid of all the toxic players and bring in the players they did with what they had.
Which no one thought was possible.
Yeah. I mean,
that's what I want LeBron to commit to.
Their
management has shown that they can get moves. So
I don't think he's going to commit, but I honestly might stay now for some reason. I feel like he could stay.
I don't see why he wouldn't stay.
The thing about it is,
I don't know, but I don't see.
Yeah, I don't like put out the realm possibility that he would leave, but I think they have a much better chance of keeping him now. Another thing is he could go to Houston, right? Right. That's probably the place people see him going the most is Houston. Mm-hmm. Thing is, what happens if he goes there and he doesn't win? What happens if something happens and James Harden and Chris Paul disappear in the playoffs? Chris Paul goes down in the second round with an injury. James Harden turns into 15 turnovers a game, and they lose. They don't even make it to the finals. How bad of a look is that for LeBron as opposed to if he stayed in Cleveland, maybe made the finals again and just lost? I think people will respect him more if he stayed, especially now.
Yeah.
So
plus the way you can look at it is they have younger guys like Rodney Hood, Jordan Clarkson. So LeBron can look at it as, okay, you got those two. You got a pick coming up. Brooklyn has D'Lo back, so that pick is skyrocketing upwards. So now it's a definite top five pick. Now you're looking in the draft. You can snag you a DeAndre Ayton. You can snag you a Luka. You can snag you a Michael Porter. You know, and get those guys to the finals. And what better way to send off the game, retiring in your hometown team and helping the next generation of players?
I think that's...
like you're spreading that. Go ahead.
Oh yeah, go ahead. No, you go ahead.
I'm just giving the little bits of, like, how Michael was with Kobe. You know they're studying your game, so give them bits and pieces and make them better. You know, you took Kyrie under your wing. You know, he was Robin, but then he had to go be Nightwing, okay? Robin got to grow up eventually, bro. All right, you got it. Sometimes the grasshopper becomes the master. All right, so why don't you train you a bunch of grasshoppers?
Kyrie became the master.
I mean, yeah, Kyrie's the guy in Boston now. Is he B-Souls? Is he not the undoubted leader?
Sometimes the grasshopper becomes the master.
Yeah, the grasshopper becomes the master, bro.
You just make it sound like he's the one that runs LeBron now.
I mean, well, no, but he goes to be the master of his own dojo. So the Celtics is his dojo. So he's the master of that dojo. All right?
All right.
You get where I'm coming from? So LeBron can look at it as, why go and team up with old-ass Chris Paul and James Harden, who's probably going to bail if shit goes south, or I'm either going to have to bail because he's there for some years now. Why be in the West? Like, you could just go to the finals every year, rack up these finals appearances. Hey, if you lose, you lose. Listen, Jerry West was what, 1-9?
And he's
no one cares no more. Niggas forgot he
and he not the GOAT.
But he's the logo.
Hey. But he the logo.
Wow. Hey, but going back to the Cavs trade, right? Like let's say LeBron does leave. That's what's great about this Cavs trade is like he can leave and like they got Jordan.
They're still stable.
It's still better than having.
It's not like the first time.
Yeah, and in the meantime, like they actually got better this season too. So it's like a win-win on all sides for them.
Yeah.
Okay.
And another thing is, I want to say what Dom was saying, like about how he could train the next generation of grasshoppers. You guys know how much respect he has for the San Antonio Spurs. He's been saying this, like Greg Popovich and the whole Spurs, about how great they've been over the past 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he keeps saying this one thing about Cleveland, that he wants to build a winning culture. That was the first thing he said after their first game. He was like, I want to keep these guys happy about being here and start to develop a winning culture here. I legit think he wants to put the Cavs in a position where they can be like the Spurs. So when he leaves, they don't just become the laughing stock of the NBA again. You know,
sort of like Tim Duncan.
Yeah, he wants to be like the guy that helps get them on the right path with these young guys they have now, and of course whoever they draft next year, where they can still grow, get better. And even if he doesn't win another championship, even though I think it's not impossible since this team can still get better. That's something the Cavs never really had since he got there. They're always like at their max potential internally. The only way they would get better is by going out trying to find someone else. But I think he could be looking to try and make this organization like the Spurs are, you know, just a winning culture that even when he's done, they can still be competing for championships. And then the next guy trains the next guy, and then so on.
I can definitely see that. I mean, look what's going on with Seti Osman. Like, I didn't even know who the hell that was. And this guy
already
starting
with the foreign players. Already starting to get them.
I'm just saying, you get you a little Seti, get you a little Luka. I'm just saying.
What's his name? Ante Zizek starts playing next year.
What happened?
Ante Zizek starts playing next year.
Hey, hey. All team foreign on their bench. What you mean? That's actually not a that looks like a good little team off the bench too. Cavs deeper than you think, man.
Yeah.
LeBron, why leave, bro? Then that takes all this pressure off Lonzo, you know? Oh, man, you know, because we don't need you in LA. Yeah,
he wasn't going to the Lakers. I couldn't see him going to the Lakers.
After thinking about it, I'm like, yeah, he's not coming to us. But this isn't about the Lakers. This is about how the Cavs look with
be.
Two
yeah,
Laker
we'll
players.
We'll get to the Lakers later.
We don't need to get to the Lakers.
We gotta get to the Lakers.
This shouldn't even be a story. It's not even that serious.
But do you think like the switch has been activated, or do you think the switch still hasn't been activated and they're just still playing regular?
You know what I think it is?
Yeah,
right? The switch has not been activated, bro. You want to know why the switch hasn't been activated?
Why?
Because it's not the playoffs. The playoffs, listen, there's levels to this switch game. Y'all don't know this, all right? LeBron got a bunch of switches, bro. There's levels to this. Okay, the normal switch, that's the playoff switch. That's the main switch he'll go to. You know, let me go to this playoff switch, turn it on, now the whole team's playing nice. That's not the case here. Because these young guys, exception George Hill, they got energy. You know, they want to play. They want to win. So you don't got to turn the switch on for them. You know, you're playing with D-Wade, D-Rose, IT. Well, you got to turn that switch on because they don't
out.
Care.
They're like, oh, they're fine, I'll turn it on.
Yeah, they're like, you know what? Nah, we've done this. I've done that. You know, it's egos. All right, with these young guys, with the Clarksons and the Nances and the Hoods, there's no egos. These guys, they still
That's
have
an underrated
to
part, too. That's an underrated part of the whole trade, too. They don't really have any egos. They're just out there to play.
Exactly, and they all are willing to accept their role playing next to LeBron and let LeBron be that guy. So you know what switch I do think he activated? The 07 LeBron switch. What he switch like, oh, that's the switch. You know, I'm playing with Booby Gibson and Elgowski.
No, he ain't do that.
Did that switch turn off injuries for other teams, too?
All I'm saying is, I don't know. What, Bezos? What?
Because that whole run was, you know, his opponents were injured. You know what I'm saying? That
oh, my
sucks.
God. This guy here.
We're going to ignore
this nigga, Bezos. We're going to ignore him.
You
all
can
right,
say,
anyway.
You can say the 2016 switch.
By, when I
don't know
say
about 2007. I don't know about 2007.
When I say 2007, I don't mean the fact that they went to the finals. I mean the fact that LeBron's playing with a group of guys and he's having fun playing. That's what I mean by the 07 switch. I'm giving a time period where LeBron was just out there dancing on the sideline and taking fake pictures and just enjoying the game of basketball.
Climbing
you know, the Exactly, clowning the Bulls. You know, the reason Kyrie said that he didn't really enjoy playing with LeBron no more because it became more than basketball. It took things too personal off the court. Like, LeBron just needs to stick to playing basketball, and the best way to do that is when he's having fun.
Yeah.
And that's why I like this young team, man, especially Jordan Clarkson. They got them a good player. I don't know why the Lakers traded him. You can see in this game and the game against the Celtics, he's bringing that swag. He's bringing that JR type swag. The only movable
contract they had, they got to get those two max players.
The Lakers running out of point guards, bro.
Man, fuck all that. Yeah, goddamn Corey Brewer. You're
just lucky they didn't trade Julius Randle.
How am I lucky if we're going to let him walk? How am I lucky?
I hope they don't let him walk. Huh? They let him walk, that's a crime.
We're letting him walk.
That's a crime.
That's why we have two max contracts.
He's been killing it. If they let him walk.
Hey, hey.
He has been killing it.
You preach to the choir. I know he's nice.
They're like, we need max level players. He could become
one
of those.
When you got people like Wurdu and Lowe as your fan base, you know, they trade him. He gets turnovers and he's a big man, you know. We don't understand that he's dribbling the basketball after he rebounds it.
This man is one consistent 3-point shot away from being one of the best bigs in the league.
Hey, they don't see that, though. It's been too long, you know?
But that's a lot of people, bro. Like,
but he's at least showing that he can make the step. I think he can make the adjustment. I think he can get there.
I feel like his offense has progressed pretty nicely as long as he's been in the league. I mean, he's still pretty young. It's not like he's fucking 27, 28 years old. Nigga's still young as shit. He's still developed. So I don't see why we don't keep him. But, you know, I'm not running the team. Magic is. So he'll rather just say, hey, Julius, you can walk and we'll go try
to
sign.
A big enough name.
You know, we'll go try to sign whatever power forwards in the free agency the next 2 years, which will probably be nobody because no one's going to come to the Lakers.
Mm.
We're probably going to get Paul George, and that's probably
Are it. You even going to get Paul George?
Man? They're not beating the Warriors. So, yes, we're getting Paul George.
Why do you even want Paul George on the Lakers?
I mean, seeing how we don't have Jordan Clarkson and Larry Nance, definitely want Jordan Clarkson. I mean, I definitely want on Paul George and the Lakers.
Y'all relying too much on that free agency stuff.
No. We're not relying too much on free agency. We just rely too much on getting one superstar.
They too going after because two, what other two
what,
superstars?
What other superstars is really to go after? Everything is speculation. Only one that we know for a fact that we can land is PG.
But are they really going to let Julius Randle walk on the hopes that they can get?
Yes,
that's so stupid.
They have to if they want to sign someone else. Unless he takes less money.
What happens if they whiff? Then they.
And that's my fear. That's where the problem with me comes in. That's what I'm saying.
Man,
why are we trying to get these last contract slots?
They
had
a lot of good pieces internally.
Hey, they're trying to make a splash now. They need a superstar. Yeah. I say just go after one. Why do we need two? Why don't we go after one?
Right. They got no patience.
Just getting one isn't trying to make a splash. Getting Paul George, a guy that said he wants to play there, isn't making a splash. It's just adding a piece. If you add Paul George onto Kuzma, Ingram, and Lonzo, and you keep Julius Randle, come on.
The thing is, even if you get Paul George next year, I mean, it's not like that team's going to be ready to compete.
I mean, they'll be closer than they are now. But plus, who knows how much they can develop together. That's
they still
going
to need a couple of years. And then by that time, Paul George is like
how
up in the 30s.
How do you know that, though? How do you know that?
What you mean, how do I know that? You think
how do you know? How do you know they won't what if their development is a lot quicker than you think?
That dude, that's Wiggins is still developing.
Okay, but that's Wiggins. All right, we're not talking about Wiggins.
Man, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, Paul George, he ain't going to be the answer y'all looking for.
I'm not saying Paul George is going to be the answer, but Paul George on top of what I feel like the development of Kuzma, Lonzo, and Brandon Ingram,
you think
all that together, I'm pretty sure that's better than fucking Portland to me. I'm sorry.
You think Paul George is worth more than a Clarkson and a developing Randle still?
Great question.
See, you're talking to a guy that's a Clarkson and Randle fan, so I'm saying. No.
I mean, what Lakers fans shouldn't be a He's Clarkson not... and Randle fan?
Wordu.
I'm about to say Wordu. Alex Wordu, him. Low, aka Marcel, him. Him too.
Man, y'all tripping. If I had a choice between having Clarkson and Randle on my team or just Paul George, I'm taking Clarkson and Randle.
I mean, I would too, but you're not a Laker fan. And apparently, I guess I'm not either. Because a lot of Laker fans just say, yep, fuck everything. Give me a superstar. Even though this thing is not clutch.
Y'all he already had
one clutch shot, and it was immediately
a couple of superstars in the making, and Ingram and Ball and Kuzma too.
They're impatient. They're impatient, man. We need to make a splash now. The Warriors have done too much.
We need to beat the Warriors now, even though we've barely won 30 games the past 5 years.
We need to compete immediately.
We need to beat them. It's
like y'all seriously can't wait like 3 years for this team to develop. That's crazy.
Bro, you're talking to Magic Johnson, who's a partial owner of a baseball team. What do they do in baseball? They throw money at everything if they need to get better. Like, hey, we need to get better? Money, here. Like, that's their only thing. That's the only way of knowing how to get better. So he's coming to the league, and he's like, hey, you haven't had any superstars, so you're ass. So guess what? Get superstars, and we won't be ass. Throw money at them. Like, it doesn't make too much sense seeing how we have young players to just build around, but hey. What do I know? I'm only a Laker fan.
Also, just about Paul George, you can be like, well, IT did for the Celtics, right?
That is very true. Yeah. That is very true. And that's what I feel like he could be for us.
Because like he can speed up the rebuilding process a little bit. And then, although they're not going to do... They're probably not going to do a lot with just Paul George. But I think Paul George could lead up to other stars coming there. If he could build like a culture or something,
man.
I just don't see why not. That's the perfect example. I don't see why not. Why he couldn't do that?
Like, I can see them going after. Like Paul George is nice, but I think I think what they should do is just wait and then go after 2019. I think 2019 will be better because Klay Thompson is a much better fit if they can persuade him to leave Golden State.
But that's the thing. I think it's easier to persuade Paul George to come there than Klay Thompson.
What if you sit there and wait that whole year and then Golden State just resigns him mid-season?
Yeah.
And I like, fuck. And then Kawhi gets resigned mid-season. Now you're like,
well,
double
that's
fuck.
Why I just... So that's why wasted. That's why I would... Well, I'm not... If I'm the Lakers, first off, I'm keeping Randle, so I can only afford one max level player.
I mean, that...
Because realistically, I can see them going... I can see why they go after a star. I'm not saying it's bad, but two... Do you really need two?
Not really.
Oh, shit.
Seeing what we got, you don't really need two. You might as well just let Randle blossom into whatever he's going to be. You let Kuzma blossom into whatever he's going to be. You finally give Zubac a shot. I don't see why you wouldn't just rock with that. Why do we have to go out and try to sign a big-name guy? Like, I don't get that. Well, yeah. Two big-name guys. We need one. I do agree we need one just to have a presence on the team. It makes no sense that all of the older guys are fucking Brooke Lopez and the Luol Deng's. Like, we need a very active, like, older guy compared to the young guys.
KCP.
So Paul George would be that. I mean, really? KCP? That's, you laugh because you know. He was on house fucking arrest. Couldn't even play away games. But that's the guy, huh? Yo. Fuck out of here.
I mean, the thing about the two max contract things is, If you can't get the second star, you can just like sign in, like, let's say IT for like a 1 year and then wait till the 2019 free agency.
Do what the Sixers did with JJ Redick, basically.
Yeah, basically.
Sign for 1 year for hella money.
But yeah. Do IT dirty again.
I'd still just rather keep Randle than have to do that and try and hope again.
Very true.
I mean, that's like you're giving a Randle for a year of IT and the hopes that in 2019 you don't mess up again. That's awful.
Instead of just signing PG and signing Randle and just building off of that, you know. Like,
but the thing is, if they sign PG and Randle, what are the positions? I guess maybe Ingram can slide to the two, maybe? Or
no, let PG slide to the two. Why would you slide?
I mean, either way, it's the same thing, I guess, but. And maybe the reason want to move Randle is because of Kuzma, because I guess maybe they don't want to bring him off the bench forever.
I mean, but we've ran lineups with Randle at the five, so.
Yeah, but is that something that you could, like, start him?
Depending who our backup five is. It depends who our second option is. So if we're getting killed, so again, if we match up against a team that has big men, if we see we're not going to be able to compete, if we see that's going to be a problem, then we have a big man to plug in the game. That's what Zubac could be if we can develop him right. Or we can go find some other veteran big man.
Nerlens Noel.
But no, fuck him. But you know, he's ass and he looks like a fucking flounder fish. I'm good. A flounder fish with braids. But if you keep Randle, you got Kuzma, you got Ingram, you got PG and Lonzo, that's a pretty fucking deadly starting five to me.
No,
I mean, other than Lonzo, who actually his shot's athletic, developing.
Up and down the floor quick.
That's space exactly the floor, what the Lakers want to be. Everyone has a shot.
That's exactly what the Lakers are trying to be.
The fact that everyone on the court can play make for each other, yeah. The ball's going to move extremely well. Like, that's like an efficient lineup. Now, we might suffer
it's
rebounding,
like,
or
it's
we
like
might
the
not.
Warriors when they have Lonzo, Draymond at the center.
That is very true. And now that I think about it, that lineup rebounding-wise wouldn't be bad. I don't know how many rebounds George is averaging, probably not that much. But Lonzo's getting 7, Ingram 7, Kuzma 7, and I think Randle's getting 7
Randle
too.
Randle can rebound if he
wants. Yeah, so everyone buys in on rebounding. So, I mean, if we play a team with a big guy, good luck when you have fucking 4 jerseys surrounding you trying to fucking rebound. that's just how it is.
I mean, Steven Adams.
I mean, but that's the Cavs. So we're not talking about the Cavs. We're talking about the Lakers. everyone on the Cavs ain't averaging 7 goddamn boards. So... I mean, listen, my vision for the Lakers is different from a lot of people's visions.
You know? Well, unfortunately, Magic Johnson ain't got that vision.
He has
AIDS. He got the vision of the big names right now.
He said he got AIDS.
That's what he has.
Magic, his first year as a GM is kind of, it's not perfect.
Let's just say it hasn't been bad, I would say, but
it hasn't been bad, man.
Been better than
he got that Laker mentality. Man.
This is Chris Axman, host of Deep Positioning, and I'm here to tell you a little bit about eLiquid.com. Step up your vape game this season. Try something new, replenish your favorite e-liquid, or treat yourself to an upgrade. Whatever you choose, eLiquid.com, sure to have it value price and ready to be shipped to you in lightning speed. They have amazing fast shipping, with most orders, including mine, shipping the same day when ordered at 2 p.m. Pacific time, with every type of product you could possibly imagine, not just e-liquid, but hardware, tanks, replacement coils, atomizers, batteries, accessories, and DIY supplies. eLiquid.com has you covered, and they always keep the customer in mind. eLiquid.com is all about making vape shopping easier. And plus, eLiquid.com has one of the most user-friendly shopping experiences around, with easy-to-navigate menus, descriptive product details, customer reviews to help you make the right choice. And the best part is, you can get 20% off your first purchase. Visit eLiquid.com, that's eLiquid.com/almighty, and use promo code almighty, ALMIGHTY, during checkout and get a 20% discount. That's 20% off at eLiquid.com/almighty using the promo code almighty during checkout, ALMIGHTY, and get a 20% discount on any vaping product at eLiquid.com.
That's not good. But
that was a great pass, Manu. Right out of bounds.
We got a little bit off topic here somehow. I don't know how we got to the Cavs. I mean, to the Lakers. But what do you guys think is the potential of this Cavs team? How do you see them going this year?
Losing to the Warriors in 6 games.
6 games.
Are we sure they can beat the Raptors, bro?
Oh my God, this guy here.
Like, I think I've given up on this Celtics, bro.
You've given up on this. Okay. The thing I want to say about the Celtics is offensively, they're just so suspect. Outside of Kyrie Irving, You don't know if anyone else is going to step up. Like Al Horford, once every 5 games, he'll go off for 20, but then it's like 2, 5, 6.
Yeah. And I fucking hate Al Horford in that way. It's so annoying.
I mean, it's like such a love-hate thing. When he's good, he's amazing, but then He's just eh.
And then Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum have been... They're young, yeah. So I get it, but they have been, regardless, inconsistent.
Especially, I know it's probably for a rookie, he's like hit a wall or whatever, where he's tired, he's not used to playing this many games, but he's, as of late, I feel like he's been struggling a lot more in Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
But I'm sure after the All-Star break, he'll get some rest, it'll look better.
But y'all sure they can beat the Raptors?
I'm pretty sure
they'll beat the Raptors, but I think it'll be actually a good series. I just don't see LeBron losing.
This is just like
I don't see LeBron losing though. And plus,
I just want y'all to know the Raptors are fucking ass. All right, chill, I don't know why. Chill, if anyone listen to all the dishwashers out here, if you're confused by this facade called the Raptors, you're a fucking idiot. All right, I would have more faith in you. Me being me, I would hope I blessed you with this prophetness to see through the bullshit of the NBA regular season, and that mainly being the bum ass Toronto Raptors. Okay, they always do this. Every year is their best year. Every year they get better, and every year they shit the bed in the playoffs. Every year it happens all the time. I don't know why anyone think this year, this is the year it's supposed to change. They have a damn rookie trying to establish himself in the league. And it seems like every team has a rookie trying to establish himself this year. It's funny, but I can't say this nigga's name. OG, goddamn.
OG. That's how you know they got better, bro. They got an OG on their team.
OG, goddamn, Awananobi. I don't know how to fucking say his name.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. There you go. OG Obi-Wan Kenobi. There you go. That's his name for me. Got him. Obi-Wan Kenobi in Toronto. I literally heard a headline. It was like, what was it? Was it like goddamn PIT? Something on goddamn ESPN. And this is why I'm done with ESPN forever. They said that the Raptors are a threat to the Cavs because this year they have OG Obi-Wan Kenobi. I said, nigga, how? How is he the reason they're getting through the Cavs? The fact that people really think that this nigga on the court is a threat to LeBron James is like when they thought Stanley Johnson was a threat to LeBron James. That's what it reminds me of. Y'all remember that?
Kawhi?
SEC, you remember that. You remember when Stanley Johnson was talking shit to LeBron in the playoffs? Can you remind the dishwashers what happened when the rookie talked shit to LeBron in the playoffs?
Hard fought four.
It was a hard fought four. All the games went down the wire except game three.
That's a fact. Revisionist history, Dom, was a hard fought four.
You're right.
That was the Cavs' hardest first round matchup in a while.
That's a fact. Raptors, get ready for a hard fought four in the conference finals. Chill out. Second round. Cavs, I'm sorry, low key, but y'all losing to the Bucks in seven.
Low key, that'll probably be the Eastern Conference Finals, not the second, because the Raptors are probably going to end up with the number one seed in the East.
But are they playing the Bucks though?
What?
Would they meet up with the Bucks?
That's another thing. Bucks have been Jabari coming back.
He like, dunked on two people tonight.
I know. Record wise, it's like they're not going to be up there. But in terms of matchup wise, it's gonna be trouble.
Yeah. I just need to get Jabari back in games, 100% game state.
AKA Toronto, if you match up with Milwaukee, your ass. You're out of there.
Nah.
Just saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
But really, if you have faith in Toronto, you gotta
give some props to Toronto. Especially the Raptors
bench.
I'm not giving
them no props.
I have faith in Toronto.
Their bench this year has been bananas.
Oh, my
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
You actually spelled it out.
This guy right here.
You actually spelled it out.
Yo, but it has like this Fred Van Vliet.
Fred.
My fucking God.
What Fred you gonna Van disrespect Ski. Van Vliet?
He doesn't even have a picture on 2K.
He came out of
you want to talk about this
guy
nigga?
Been balling off the bench.
What's his numbers, SEC? He's been balling.
All right. He's shooting 40% from three. Right.
When you start off with the field goal percentages, you know it's about to be some bullshit. Here we go. Go ahead.
All right. Let me just preface this by saying, in like the past couple. In the past couple of months in particular.
So he's ass. No. Basically, you're about to read me some ass stats. You're about to try to inflate his numbers over the last seven games.
No, okay, okay. In the month of January, he was putting up 12 points per game, shooting 50% from three, 52% from the floor in 19 minutes.
How many games did he play?
13.
How many? 13 games. 19 minutes, 12. Okay.
And then so far in February, the five games, he's putting up about the same 12 points per game, shooting 46% from three, 48% from the field.
But he's not better than Spencer Dinwiddie, so why are we talking about it? That's my question.
Yeah, that ain't a fair comparison. You ain't getting them type of minutes. You ain't getting Dinwiddie minutes.
Not getting Dinwiddie minutes. That's a thing.
I never would have thought I said that before.
Dinwiddie minutes. Oh my god.
He's not getting them Dinwiddie minutes.
Bro, that sucks for D'Angelo Russell. He got injured and his backup started about balling better than he was in Brooklyn. You about to get traded again.
Damn, D'Lo. I have faith in you, my G.
You got
G.
that Nick Young curse.
I thought you were too smooth to be a bust, but might be.
Is he really a bust,
though? I can't say he's a bust.
His numbers. You know what I know what a bust is.
No, we don't know what you mean.
He like Andrew Wiggins.
Exactly. He's a tier three.
Okay, real quick. If Lonzo ends his career just being an average point guard, is he a bust? Whoa. If Lonzo, right? Ends his career just being an average point guard. Is that a bust?
Disappointment.
But see, is Ricky Rubio an average point guard to you?
Ricky Rubio is not a bust, though.
But is he an average point?
He's above
what's
average.
Who's like the bar for average?
Spencer Dinwiddie or
Ish Smith.
Ish Smith is like the average backup.
I mean. So the average starter is who? George Hill?
Is that the bar?
Darren Collison. Is that the bar?
Sure.
Let's say Alonzo's like a career average 12, 7, and 6.
12, 7, and 6.
How many rings does he win?
Zero.
Oh, yeah.
That's a bust?
That is the disappointment.
Sounds like
Well, who is he playing with, though?
Man.
I mean, if he's averaging 12, 7, and 6 and he's on the goddamn Brooklyn Nets.
The Lakers.
I mean, I can't say he's a bust. Oh, are we talking about the Lakers with stars or the Kuzma bust too? The Ingram bust too? Is everybody busting together?
He ended his career as just an average point guard when he was hyped up to be the next Jason Kidd.
I mean, but what did Jason Kidd end his numbers at? Just 12, 7, and 6. Just saying. I mean,
what's we talking about? He had like the accomplishments and shit.
That's not
I'm talking about Lonzo being the average point guard with only like one all-star appearance.
Isn't average. That's above average.
Oh, my God.
For a point guard? I mean, but 12, 7, and 6?
That's still disappointing. You can't.
That's disappointing. Well, it depends
on your 12, 7, and 6, his career.
Career-wise? Okay, so yeah, that's disappointing.
And then,
okay.
And then he only has, let's say, 2 All-Stars max.
So yeah, that's disappointing. I won't say bust. That's disappointing. Michael Carter-Williams is a bust. But you think Wiggins is a bust. So.
Oh, my God. You see his stat line tonight, bro?
He's not a bust, though. Anthony Bennett is a bust. Kwame Brown is a bust. Wiggins ain't a bust.
All right, bro. All right.
Hey, it is what it is, I guess.
I don't see SEC tweeting at me with Andrew Wiggins' stat line. Lately.
Hey, it'll come. He gonna have a bounce back game after the All Star break.
Bounce back game. I'm
weak. He gonna have a bounce back game. You know who ain't a bust though? Donovan Mitchell.
That's a fact.
Donovan.
That's a
My
big
Pistons
fact.
Could have had Donovan. You know how different this whole entire season would have been?
But y'all got Luke Kennard.
Hey, first off, I still like Luke Kennard. Fire SVG. This man don't know what he is doing. But we're not going to talk about Luke Kennard. Donovan Mitchell. Dude has been tearing it up. The Jazz are in a 10-game winning streak, in large part because of him. He's been leading the team in scoring over this 10-game winning streak. I forgot what the exact record was, but he's like the first player since... I think it was like Kareem to lead as a rookie to lead a team to a 10-game winning streak while being the leading scorer. Was it?
Oh my god! What kind of statistic is that?
That's one of the Mike Corzemba statistics.
No, no name. No.
We throwing all types of shade out here, boy.
No filter. We got some dirty dishes.
Yeah, but anyways, the Jazz are only like, what, a game and a half, 2 games out of the 8th seed in the playoffs right now. Do you think they can keep this up and make the playoffs?
No.
No?
That's no. Tough.
See, I think they might be able to because I think New Orleans, first off, they're holding on to the AC right now. They're going to fall off without.
They're holding on to that AC.
They're barely holding on.
Hard or not.
They're like
one. They're on that cliff.
And then after them is the Clippers, who have been playing well. And I could honestly, if I had to bet, I'd say they make it over the Jazz because, but who knows what's going to happen with the Clippers. You know, they're only one injury away, like always, to Danilo Gallinari, who you can't rely on him to stay healthy, or Austin Rivers.
Yeah.
They're only one injury away at all times from falling off again. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Jazz make it. I think it's going to take an injury to LA, but.
Listen, man, you're overlooking the biggest goddamn factor of them all, and that's the fact that Lonzo Ball isn't playing. So when Lonzo comes back...
Is there enough time for them to catch up and pass them if they keep playing this well? Okay.
Listen, we're already hitting a good little stride now as it is.
How far are they?
So when Lonzo comes back and we hit this 15-0 goddamn win streak, the Jazz hit a wall, the Clippers hit a wall, and the New Orleans Pelicans hit a wall... And now we at the eighth seed, bro.
Lakers eighth seed. Hello, walls this season, bro.
There's 30.
Hey. Lonzo ain't playing.
There's 30 games left in the season. They're 5 games behind the Jazz right now, who are the hottest team in the NBA. Is that enough time?
It's enough time, bro.
It's less than 30 games, to be exact.
It's enough time, bro. It's
27 games left in the Lakers.
It ain't over until the fat lady sing, bro.
That's a lot of ground to make up.
Hey, yo, shout out to Ricky Rubio, bro. I've been looking at his stats. This man Ricky Rubio been balling.
All that Ricky Rubio slander I've been hearing over the years kind of shut it up since he got to the Jazz.
What you mean?
He hasn't been trash. He's just been on the Timberwolves.
Like, he's been a scorer, like, the past couple weeks.
Because this is Rubio unleashed, bro.
Yeah, see, now imagine Andrew Wiggins unleashed.
Oh, my God.
Every time Butler's not on the court, that boy Wiggins is unleashed, man. I'm telling you, Butler's a curse.
This guy
and now they're trying to bring in Derrick Rose. They just don't want nothing for Andrew Wiggins. This nigga Thibodeau is like, hey, remember that team I had back in the day?
Joakim Noah about to get bought up from the Knicks, so he next.
And you know he going. You know he's going. We need Gorgie Dang ain't doing shit. You might as well get Noah not to do shit. Might as well.
Yo, if he goes after Joakim Noah, they got to let Thibodeau go.
They do. Okay. He's just rebuilding his fucking team. Then Luol Deng's going to get bought out. He's going to go.
All the players, trashes contracts. Oh my
all God. The players that he ruined their careers is all gonna go back to him. All the guys that he's been responsible for leaving on the court too long and now their bodies broke down.
He literally gonna look like the 2011 Chicago Bulls again.
Because Doc does the same thing too. I don't know if it's because I don't know what the fuck they're doing, but
that's what I'm saying. Hey, some of these older coaches have been on a lot of teams. They suspect. They're suspect. They always want to go back to the good old days. That's why you have Stan Van Gundy trying to make Blake Griffin into Rashard Lewis. He's like, yes, the pieces are coming together. Blake, go camp out in the corner.
Yo, Hito! What? My name's Stanley.
Yo, if Hito Turkoglu made a comeback, he would be on the Pistons right now. SBG will never admit it, but he went out and got Jameer Nelson. This guy is so out of shape. Like, it's ridiculous. He looks like a point guard version of Glenn Davis.
Jesus.
So Raymond Felton.
Damn.
Thickums.
Shade. Thickums. Thick back.
What's good, y'all? This is your boy Justin, aka Just Blaze, host of Above the Rim. And if you want a raw take on the NBA, Above the Rim is a show for you. With dope beats and entertaining guests each week, we offer a great new insight on all things NBA. You don't want to miss it. Find it on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Almighty Baller Network.
Someone else who, if he was a coach, would demand a certain players behind his team would be LaVar Ball. He would not coach the team unless they had LiAngelo and LaMelo as well. Just like he said, that, hey, Lakers, unless you guys are willing to pick up LaMelo and LiAngelo, Lonzo ain't playing for you. And any team that is willing to pick him up, Lonzo will come play for you. First off, do you guys think he's serious?
No.
Have any of you guys watched the interview? Because I actually haven't. Or like wherever he said that.
No, I haven't actually watched the interview.
Because it might be one of those separate things like we always talk about where it's like, he might be like being sarcastic. You know what I'm saying?
I'm pretty sure he has to be because, like, first off, you're not going to tell a team, hey, sign my sons or Lonzo leaving. They're gonna be like, what? And then Lonzo, on the other hand, has to be like, what too? Like, that, I can't go wherever you want just because you want these bums to come play with me.
These bums.
That's a fact because if no team wants them, if they have to take them to get Lonzo, obviously they're bums because no other team would want them.
That's true.
I mean, this is something you can't. That's like, who else has a brother in the NBA that's trash?
Blake Griffin.
Yeah, it's like
brother Taylor.
Blake Griffin, if when he was a free agent, he was like, Clippers, I'm only going to stay with you if you sign my brother Taylor. What do you think they'd say? If you give him a good deal, too, not just some veteran's minimum. No, he got to eat. Where he go, I go.
Damn. We had them like the veteran's minimum is in 500K.
Hey, that ain't enough for Blake Griffin. He needs to be set for life. Just like me.
This guy.
So you guys don't think this is that serious?
I definitely don't think it's that serious.
Yeah, I don't think it is.
It's just noise, bro. It's LaVar Ball being LaVar Ball. Unnecessary noise. But, like, listen. The question shouldn't be why is LeVar saying this. The question should be why is he getting interviewed? Like, if you don't want to hear an outrageous statement, stop interviewing him.
They want
to. It's crazy that people.
But they want to.
If you see that these media people want to, why even care? Like, they're going out their way to hear what he says, and you know he's going to say something outrageous. What's the point of getting offended or getting mad or creating conflict out of this for? You know what he's doing. He's building his brand. He's trying to create a story so you talk about him, his brand, his sons, the Lakers. It does work. And you want to know why it works? Because retarded people out there just, oh my God, did he say he's better than Jordan? I'm going to tweet about this. you're so stupid. You're a
dumbass.
There's so many brainless sheep out there that just feel like their opinion is so needed, that their opinion is so valued. That they just talk about the dumbest shit in the world. And that's why I don't see why anyone's talking about this. Like, if you don't like LaVar Ball, don't talk about him. And now, this goes to anyone that doesn't like LaVar Ball. One, if you don't like a basketball player because you don't like his dad, you're fucking gay. All right? I'm pulling an Isaiah Thomas card. Yeah, I'm calling you gay. You're gay. You probably do got AIDS in the butt. If you do feel some type of way about Lonzo because of LaVar, you're gay with butt AIDS. Okay, like if LaVar's saying something clearly stupid, like "Hey Lakers, my rookie son is gonna leave your team if you don't sign my other two kids who won't be in the league for another 2 years,"
even though I'm under contract for 4 years,
really? Like, come on! Like, people don't even think. How is Lonzo gonna walk away in his third year if the minimum you have to play with a team if they want you on your rookie deal is like 4 or 5 years?
Yeah.
So how does it even work? People don't even think. They just, you got to trade him. You got to trade him. If he's saying stuff like this, what if he actually does walk away? You niggas don't even watch. You don't even know basketball if you really think he's going to walk away. Because he can't. He's locked in a contract. It won't happen.
Yeah. But another thing I think about is, isn't this kind of insulting to LaMelo and LiAngelo? That basically came out. Like, even if it was a joke for him to say, you know what, the only way y'all gonna get on a team is if we bribe him with Lonzo.
It's really more for LiAngelo.
This guy. Is it really? It's not. It shouldn't be embarrassing. I mean, look at what they've had to deal with their dad their entire lives. Like, he's always been crazy. He's always said the dumbest shit, and he's always been hard on him. Like, why would this be embarrassing for them?
Nah,
he literally pulled them out of school and sent them to Lithuania to play basketball. Like, why would this be the embarrassing moment? Are they like,
Dad?
Like, LiAngelo Ball literally was stealing in China, got the president to help him, and then his dad beefed with the president. But this is going to be the embarrassing moment, though.
That's a fact. Like, that's a fact.
So, no, I don't think this is embarrassing for them at all.
You're right. You're right. I'm just thinking about it from my perspective, how I didn't imagine everything else they've already been through.
And that's the thing. Like, my dad's crazy as hell. So I understand. He's not LeVar level crazy, but he's not that far away from LeVar level of crazy. So I understand what it's like to be that kid. Like, that's just how my dad is. Like, I'm used to it. Like, that's who he is. People say what they want to say. People have their own opinions. But if you're brought up that way and that's all you know and you don't see a problem with it, like, why would it be embarrassing? Why would there be a problem? Why would you say anything? That's your dad. That's how you know that's how he is. You know he's not going to change. If everyone had an outlook on it like Lonzo has, and Lonzo's came out plenty of times and said, oh, my dad's just noise. I don't know why people even listen to him. He's just talking the talk. But no, Lonzo needs to tell his dad to be quiet. Even though he's told you already, his dad's just talking. Y'all don't listen. People don't listen.
That's true. But they're like LeVar needs to shut up. Dude, stop asking him questions. What the fuck?
Exactly. Like, literally, they made a rule, like, media, if LeVar's at the game in the Staples Center, you can't come up to him after the game to ask him questions. That should be a sign right there that there's the issue with anything's being said. That the media is purposely going to LeVar dead after a game to see his opinion on what happened. Hey, LeVar, the Lakers just got blown out by 20. What are your thoughts on what happened? Like, you're setting him up to say something outrageous. And you know he is. You know he's going to use that camera time to promote something or say something crazy. Like, they're just creating stories. It's ESPN being ESPN. It's the sports media being sports media. Like, they need something to talk about. And LeVar's the easiest thing to talk about. LeVar's the easiest topic outside of anything dealing with the Cavaliers in basketball right now.
Yeah.
Outside of LeBron James, what's the easiest thing you can come up with? Oh, let's ask LeVar a question. Boom. There's a whole day's worth of topics. Hey, LeVar, how was breakfast? There's our morning topic right there. He came at McDonald's, Burger King, and Wendy's on their breakfast and said his is better. Big ball of breakfast. DBB.
Hey, I'm not going to lie, bro. Low key, we kind of hypocritical because we're talking about the Cavs and the Lakers and Lonzo right now.
Hey.
Wow.
Low key. But it's all good.
When something breaking comes out about the Dallas Mavericks, let me know.
I'm saying.
When people are actually talking about the Nets, the Hawks, and the Magic, you know, feel free to
let me know.
Hey, don't come at the Hawks, bro. They made a legendary move. They traded out Carl White for Luke Babbitt. low key, ask any Hawks fan. That was the come up of the goddamn year right there, bro. They flipped Luke Babbitt and Carl White.
That's how they beat the Pistons.
Yeah. Yeah.
His presence was just so mighty.
His leadership.
From the bench. He was that guy over there. Everyone got water.
Man, I still don't know how that a trade like that goes down.
They just woke up and said, you know what we need? Babbitt.
That's just a test run trade, just to make sure the trade machines are working. Make sure the phone works.
This guy.
Yo, it should work.
Some cobwebs off the phone because no one was calling.
Imagine they call up fucking Miami. Like, hey, this should work, bro. Yeah. I don't, can I have Luke Babbitt?
Nah, I got you. They woke up and they was like, hey, so the owner said we had to make a trade or I'm fired. So let's just make this easy. We got a Carl. Y'all got Luke. Let's just swap. No problem. They don't dress. It's cool.
Don't be all a right, bitch. Deal, don't be deal. A bitch, bro. Don't be a bitch.
I need my job. I need my job.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy. Just give me Luke. Give me Luke.
Could you imagine if the headline said they rejected the offer of Carl Babbitt?
I can't go.
Yo.
Or they try to trade for him and it comes out he has a no trade clause. He can waive it. Like, who the fuck gave Luke Babbitt a no trade clause?
New Orleans.
Or Atlanta. New Orleans. They don't have to give Dante Cunningham a no trade clause.
Solomon Hill still has a lot of money he's making for coming off the bench. I don't even know if he's playing. I know he's making $10 million.
So is Omer. Oh, shit. Whatever.
He was sick.
He's on the Bulls now.
That nigga got Ebola and still was getting a check. Like, they still didn't cut that nigga. He was over on the goddamn sideline dying. They ain't even cut him.
I know. He hasn't played in a while.
He can't play. I don't even think he barely can walk.
He hasn't played
looks
since
like
the,
a Slenderman.
Oh, he hasn't played this entire season.
He has Ebola.
Solomon.
Wait, no, seriously, is he still sick?
Who?
Omer Oshik. I gotta see. I'm gonna check and see if he's still sick later.
Dom just.
Because I know he had like fucking stage 3 leukemia or some shit, because that nigga lost hella weight.
What the fuck? Yo, Dom, you just cut out. Yeah, you like left with stage 3 leukemia.
Wait, what happened?
All we heard was stage 3 leukemia.
Yeah, you had like left the Discord for a second, then rejoined.
What the hell? Wait, so the last thing you heard was stage 3 leukemia?
Yeah.
That's last thing I said.
Hey, yo, make sure that recording's still running.
It is. I'm looking at it right now. It's still going.
All right. Cool.
Yeah, literally, last thing I said was like stage 3 leukemia. And then,
yeah. All right.
But Solomon Hill, yes, 7 points, 1.8 assists, 4 rebounds per game.
Oh my god,
that's what he did last year.
He's getting more assists than Melo. Solomon Hill's averaging more assists than Melo. Melo, your ass.
Yo, they gave this guy how much? $10 million a year.
Yep.
But the year before that, he was putting up 4 points on 15 minutes per game.
That's enough for $10 million a year, bro. The NBA.
Oh, an indie. Huh. That's what's up.
Yep, you can put up 10 points. You can put 4 points up coming off the bench behind PG. $10 million. A year.
That's the Pelicans.
They were like, we need a perimeter threat. Who's out there? Solomon Hill?
They called him a perimeter. He took 74 threes the year before they signed him.
They said we need to make a splash in free agency.
He only made 24 threes that entire season before they signed him.
Hey, man, those are 24 clutch threes, bro. Some deadly threes, man.
Yo, the Pelicans, y'all are L.
The Elicans. Am I right?
Yeah.
New Orleans Elicans.
This guy right here.
Any team that has the desperation signing Emeka Okafor out of the jungle.
Oh my god. When I seen that, I didn't believe it.
Recruiter from Africa.
They're probably going to sign with J. Mayo when he come back.
Come back from what?
His suspension.
Yo, I'm mad. Solomon Hill actually is getting paid $12 million this year, $12 million next year, and $13 million the year after that.
Getting bank for doing nothing.
Shouts to Solomon. I'm low-key proud, low-key proud.
I'm not... You asshole, you finessing the system. This nigga set for life. Do you know how many niggas played in the 90s ain't touch a million? And they had to get DDT'd out the air? And this nigga Solomon Hill can just come off the bench and they give him 12
million. You don't even gotta come off the bench. You don't even gotta suit up.
This nigga, he's wearing his street clothes. He's using the $10 million he make to buy clothes to go to the game.
That's crazy.
This nigga pop up in the game in all types of designer suits.
Where if you trash, you ain't got to pay you no more.
Oh, how do you specify somebody trash?
But look, you can tell somebody's trash. How would Solomon Hill
we got convince the eye. Him? Me at SEC got the eye. You know what I'm saying?
I can see it now. Solomon, hey, can you come to the office real quick? So, due to recent rule changes, I'm going to cut you because your ass. If you look at this chart.
Why? We got the eye.
We need a full refund of every dollar we ever paid you.
We got warranty right here.
Warranties. That's what they need to start introducing those in the contracts. I mean, you got Luol Deng, Solomon Hill, Jakeem Noah. Yeah, Timofey Mozgov. People finessing the system.
It's a fact. Hey, keep getting them checks.
Tristan Thompson finessing now.
Tristan.
Dog. It must be nice to have to do nothing. Yeah.
And get paid $12 million.
Yeah, Chandler Parsons has been finessing the system his entire career.
Man.
He was like, James Harden made me look good in Houston. Getting paid the rest of my life. That's what's up.
wasn't Gilbert Arenas making like $20 million a year after he retired? Because he had like a huge ass contract or some shit.
Probably. Yep.
Shouts to Gilbert. Finessing
the system.
He made so much money he could go bully Nick Young after he retired.
Low key.
And now he has a show with a porn star. What's up?
Oh my god.
John Lure. He finessed
my John Lure.
he finessed my Pistons.
Hey, John Lure, a bucket though.
What kind of bucket is he?
In 2K.
Yo, he finessed my Pistons. $10 million a year. He's been out since like the third game of the year with a sprained ankle. That's what they say.
Hey man, that was a deep ankle sprain, bro.
You'll miss an entire season with a sprained ankle.
They're not trying. They ain't trying to rush him back, bro. Hayward, for the playoffs.
You know what I'm
saying? He's the white hope. He's the Pistons' white hope, bro. Next Bill Laimbeer for y'all.
Oh, wow.
John Lure.
That's crazy. That is crazy. But that's actually all of our topics for today, unless you guys wanted to add anything else. Yep.
Legend of winning. Your ass. There you go. All about that.
Damn. Dog. That's crazy. That's crazy.
It's my name and everything.
Yep, name.
It's not even low. He said legend of winning,
in case you didn't know. Legend of winning, aka low.
AKA Legend of Dum Dum.
Dum Dum. I don't really have anything else to say, man. It was a pretty good episode.
Yeah. We ain't really roast anybody. I'm surprised. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know who I'm gonna roast. Nope. Now I just said it. Now we gotta roast somebody. You know who I'm gonna roast? In this episode's edition of the Deep Fryer, all of you fake ass superhero fans that are going to go to the goddamn Black Panther movie events the first week it's out and fuck up the entire movies for everyone that likes the goddamn superhero. All right? You niggas are so fucking AIDS. And I'm saying this now before it even happens because I know black people. You niggas are going to go in packs, fucking packs, to the goddamn theaters not knowing shit about Black Panther. And you're going to watch that movie and fuck it up for people because you're going to talk and not know shit. You're just going to sit there and talk through the movie because you don't know what's going on. I've seen that way too many times.
Okay, that is how it is.
That's a fact.
Y'all going to see Michael B. Jordan and get too fucking excited. Your thot-ass girlfriends are going to whistle and woo at the damn screen every time he's on it.
Oh, shit. You Michael B. Jordan.
Y'all not going to know who the hero, who the villain. Y'all not going to know none of the characters. Y'all just going to fuck the movie up for everybody that's in there trying to watch it for real. All right, there's going to be about three white people that get jumped because they're going to tell somebody to shut the hell up, and then it's a wrap. It's a world star incident because they get fucked up in the movies. All right? So this edition of the Deep Fryer, we frying all you hoe-ass goddamn people that's going to fuck up the Black Panther movies, and this is why I wait for Netflix or bootleg DVDs to get movies. Just saying.
Y'all know I got the links. I got the links. I got the links.
You said I'm gonna wait for the bootleg.
At that man, be so for the link, bro.
That's crazy. What's crazy about it is you're gonna be buying the bootleg from the people that you hate.
Exactly. The people that ruined the movie. Only half the screen gonna be shown. Listen, have y'all ever got like a real trashy bootleg DVD? Like, oh my god. Those be the worst.
The bootleg's gonna be trash for this one because everyone's gonna be talking over the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly. You're gonna see about three niggas' heads in the goddamn way. Dom,
you gonna, oh, shit.
You're gonna get everything you was trying to avoid on the bootleg.
That's a fact, Dom. You might as well go. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, not if I wait for it on Netflix.
Experience in the.
Not if 4K. I wait for Netflix to get it.
That's like 2 years. What the
hell? Hey, that'd be worth the wait.
Up on Netflix real quick, but I don't think this is gonna be one of them.
Hey, man, some movies are worth the wait.
Hey, y'all see the new Emoji movies on Netflix?
This guy.
No. I'm not watching that shit.
I'm mad that's even a movie.
Is the only black character the poop emoji? If so, I'm definitely not watching that shit. If that's the case, I'm not watching that shit at all. For a fact. If the only black character.
I'm looking about to watch that just to check.
He's literally just going to see, is there only one black character is the poop emoji?
I'll be taking notes and shit.
Bro. Yo. But anyone else you want to roast?
Brittany Griner, don't hurt me. I've had so many people like, Dom, hey, she should turn your bit emoji off.
Some type of superhero movie.
As what? Mrs. Loki? Thing? What the fuck?
She'd be the black one.
Mrs.
Woman.
Thing. I'm so asleep.
Mrs. The fuck?
Brittany.
Jesus. Brittany. What the fuck? The female group.
Groot and Griner. I'm sleep.
I am Groot. I am Griner.
I'm Griner.
Yo,
oh my god. WNBA, we love women basketball players, by the way.
No, we don't.
All right, don't think. No, no we don't.
I need to cancel that league.
No, they don't. Cut it off. Women, you ladies be balling out there with your bro, fundamental passes.
How long has it been and that still hasn't caught on?
Jeez. It's caught on, bro.
To where?
To all the hundreds of fans that watch them play.
Have you ever seen someone wearing a WNBA jersey?
Hell no.
Honestly, I've never known anybody that went to a WNBA game, but that's neither here nor there. Yeah. I think the G League makes more than WNBA players. And yeah. If that's the case, that is so fucked
up. If you were offered a free ticket to the WNBA finals, would you go?
Low key, no.
Nah, I'm not.
Unless Brittany Griner playing, that's about it.
I feel like the E League players are going to be making more than these guys.
It's already bigger.
Low-key, it's already getting more coverage. I'm not going to lie.
You niggas are terrible.
Did you hear that? Only... Like the pool for the E-League's like $1 million. That's just crazy.
Damn.
And that's just the first year.
That's a fact. And they got like housing and shit.
Yeah, insurance. Plus the niggas got to work out every day, change their diet. That's crazy. I was like, you niggas want niggas to actually live the lifestyle too? Y'all fucking up the game. They want y'all to stream and work out. Damn. Nigga, what? They want you to stream 7 hours a day and work out and eat healthy?
They said you gotta look like your player. You wanna?
How the hell they?
You wanna?
You wanna
play with the Cavs? You gotta look like LeBron.
Hey, man. Shout out to all my E-League brothers out there smacking on celery sticks while y'all streaming. I support all y'all. That movement ain't for me, man. I can't do that shit. It's already enough to be one of the best 2K players out there, but they want you to work out like one of them too.
Is that really?
Yes, like it's a mandatory. Like you have to work out and like change your whole diet. That's
bro, they want diet for what?
They want
exactly.
They want their players to look a certain way. They don't. You know.
They said they want their player. They said they want the players to be healthy. They're like they. something about the vision of the league, and they want everyone to be in top shape when people are watching them play. Because, you know, who wants to watch fat niggas play 2K, apparently.
So have we're you just going to watch them sit down? No, we're watching the game. What the hell?
No. But have you seen, like, the Madden tournaments, like the pro Madden players?
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie to you. Even though you're watching them play Madden, it is kind of hard in the eyes to see some, like, 400-pound niggas sit in front of a screen on a small chair with a small-ass controller. Rage over Madden. It's like, it's not that serious. So, again, tell my brothers out there grinding them pro-am games or whatever the fuck they want to have y'all play, eating on carrots and shit because y'all locked in a contract and y'all can't have a fucking burger. GG, my nigga. GG. I feel bad.
Yeah.
You ain't controlling. Listen, all I know is I understand they paying y'all a lot of money. I understand they providing y'all with housing. But them niggas said you have to stream 7 to 9 hours a day and they control what you eat. Bitch, what?
they own that, you.
Exactly. You are their slave. You don't
do nothing without them saying so.
Nigga, do you realize NBA players can eat what they want? What the fuck? Are you serious? Do you know how mad I'd be if I'm fucking an E-League player and I have to eat a goddamn bowl of fucking Brussels sprouts? And fucking Kuzma can go to McDonald's and get a damn Big Mac with cheese and go play? Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, it is kind of messed up. That is super very messed up.
Hey, man, but it's worth it, I guess.
If the bag's big enough.
I'm saying, man, if it's enough commas, I mean, I guess anybody will sell their soul.
Wait, how long are their contracts for?
I have no idea. I have to wait till whenever the teams are drafted and they actually sign. I doubt they're going to be like legit NBA length. Maybe yeah, two like seasons.
Five years? No, probably not.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be 5 years. I can see the most being like three if it's successful.
And how big do you think it's going to be? Like contract?
This shit should be. Oh, contract wise, I mean, at least a veteran's minimum amount. That's what I think.
So you
at least
think a like 500,000.
I think so. Why not?
Man.
I mean, they're putting a lot of money into this, and it's a lot of teams. This is a big-ass thing. And this is the NBA we talking about.
Yeah.
This shit's already bigger than the G League. Just saying.
Yo, any players in the G League, y'all might as well quit that and take up.
Hey, just do E League. Yeah, they already making more money than y'all, bro. I ain't even gonna lie to you.
Yo, G League players only make like $25,000 a year, I think.
Jesus Christ. Y'all making as much as teachers? Lord.
That's crazy.
Actually, less.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's like, it's like the equivalent of working like a full-time minimum wage job, I think it was.
I mean, but still, you're playing basketball as your job. So, I mean, it's not that bad.
Yeah, and you get to travel, I guess, a little.
Yeah. I mean, you're still playing basketball.
But it would suck knowing that you're like one level away from the bag.
Yeah, and but at the same time, but what are overseas players making?
I have no idea.
Like how much is somebody in like the league in China paying you? That every goddamn bank. I mean, but that's Marbury. That nigga is apparently Jordan over there.
He was. He has retired now.
That nigga retired in China. Oh man.
I don't know, but for real though, WNBA cancel it. You're wasting your money, you're wasting everybody's time.
Damn. Brittany, don't hurt me. Her SDC, Brittany.
Hey, you can make it
those
to the
words
NBA.
Did
you
not come out NBA. Of me or Dom's mouth.
That was all SDC.
You can make it to the NBA. Get the real bag. Get the real recognition. You can probably be the MVP.
She about to pull up Brittany Smash. Keep playing.
Brittany Smash. This man.
Brittany angry.
Stop.
You made Brittany mad.
I swear she about to pull up one of these days.
Hey, man, I'm not the one that said her league ain't shit. That was SEC. Brittany, I got respect for you, girl. You're the only woman player that I will watch, even though I think you Juwan a man.
Jeez. The only
anyone who know who Juwanna Man is, y'all the real MVP. That's Brittany Griner, life story.
Hey, she can try and pull up if she want to, but I'm pressing charges. You know, she.
This man. he already got a backup plan. I'm sweet.
Yes, police. There is a giant Groot in my yard attempting to attack me. Please send help.
And y'all told me superheroes aren't real. Run right here.
Yo, if I ever do meet her face to face, though,
you mean face the belly button?
Vlog that shit.
That you mean face the belly button? You know you're not about to face that bitch. She's like 6'10".
She about to duck. She has to crouch, bro.
Yeah, I was punching the dick.
Oh, this chick.
Oh, wow. Low-key, I think Brittany Griner is the first woman to not have titties all naturally. Like, it was no, like, breast cancer involved or nothing. Like, she just naturally don't got any titties. And she's a woman. That's crazy.
I'm out for this fuck, bro. I'm not related to any, of this y'all are saying, bro.
Is he lying, though?
Hey, I'm out for this podcast, bro.
Bezos Glenn Davis got bigger titties than her.
I'm out for this podcast, bro. I'm not.
Shout out Glenn Davis.
If you had to box Brittany Griner for $1 million, would you do it?
I would.
You would?
I'd just get hit and take a dive and get my money.
If I can stream it on some KSI shit and get those many views.
Oh, yeah. You know how he said, like, any celebrity, would a Brittany Griner respond to that?
Which one of us taking a fight? Who's going to do it?
Dom, you got that.
Oh, wow. He's going to volunteer me? I'm telling you, bro. I'm going to just, listen, that bitch hit me too hard. I'm going to just say, fuck it, and walk out the ring.
Bro, you won't be walking. You got a stretcher.
All right, first of all, I mean, well, nah, I was about to say she's still the one. But chase down Blocky, bro. A lie. Brittany Griner's like the only woman I'll never let box me out. That shit like it hurt. That nigga strong.
No, but Brittany Griner, you know, we ain't got nothing but respect for you to be able to wake up every day and look the way you do. That's real.
Okay, we gotta stop. We gotta stop.
I'm out for this podcast. Bro.
I'm done.
Honey?
In here.
Oh, you painted the ceiling.
Yep.
Blue.
Feels so much less cooped up, right?
I guess. What's the yellow paint for?
Well, the floor needs a double line, otherwise it's chaos. Can you hand me that yield sign?
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protect it with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.